I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. Our winter storm warning goes into effect at noon today until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. We will see some snowfall this afternoon, but after 4 is when we'll really see that heavy snowfall come into play, causing travel impairments throughout the afternoon and into the evening hours, and temperatures will plummet as well. We'll have an update for you from the National Weather Service coming up at 7:44 during In Focus News. SIU School of Medicine's Office of Correctional Medicine has partnered with the U.S. Department of Defense SkillBridge program to provide career opportunities for transitioning service members and military spouses. The program offers specialized training, apprenticeships, and internships during the final 180 days of military service, allowing participants to gain civilian work experience while retaining military pay and benefits. SIU joins institutions like Harvard and Vanderbilt in this initiative, strengthening career pathways for veterans and expanding the healthcare workforce. Visit SIU School of Medicine's webpage for more information. U.S. Senate Democratic Whip Dick Durbin took time on the Senate floor to condemn President Trump's full and unconditional pardon for the insurrectionists from the U.S. Capitol attack on January 6, 2021. Durbin said, "The decision was reckless and cited some cases that reflect on the criminal history and new crimes of those on trial and convicted of crimes related to January 6th insurrection, but now pardoned." Durbin mentioned Emily Hernandez, who was sentenced to 10 years in prison for a 2022 deadly drunk driving crash days after being pardoned by President Trump. He then talked about Guy Reffitt, who had threatened to shoot his son and his daughter if they reported him to authorities for carrying a firearm to the Capitol.
After receiving a pardon from President Trump, Guy Reffitt attended Kash Patel's Senate Judiciary Committee nomination here. Here's what he said on the social media. Quote, "Present and in support of Kash Patel as the leftist commies continue to spew lies, misinformation, and disinformation. My man, clean house Kash." End of quote. He's at it again, defying the authorities.
Durbin said the events of that day resulted in the death of 5 law enforcement officers and the injury of more than 140 others.